Welcome to all of you, and welcome to all who are listening on Torah Anytime and other platforms. As we take leave of Pesach and seek to take a piece of this Chag HaGeula with us, we are empowered with the challenge to find Geula and a path to self-redemption amidst the struggles in our own lives. You see, even when we are in a deep, dark place, when it seems like there is no recourse, we always have tefillah and the faith in the power and effectiveness of our tefillah on high. The Svarim understand that this ability to daven amidst all circumstances and to, so to speak, stare down the tzara in the eyes and say, I will not capitulate. I will have the audacity of hope. I will believe in Hashem's ability is a holy chutzpah, a chutzpah de kedusha. And this is developed, this Koach HaTefillah, this Chutzpah D'Kedusha is developed by the great Reb Tzadok HaKohen Me'Lublin, believe it or not, by studying a dog, of all things, mentioned in the Gemara in Brachas. The context of the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara is discussing the nighttime. The division of the nighttime into three parts, each one consisting of a different metaphysical quality as represented by a distinct mishmar, a distinct legion of guardian angels on high. And the Gemara tells us at the time of each of these three segments, each of these three mishmaros, Hashem roars like a lion, mourning Chorban Beis HaMikdash and yearning for his children to come home. And the Gemara tells us the middle segment, the middle mishmar, corresponds to the time of Klavim Tzalakim, when here on earth the dogs are barking. Now this appearance of a four-legged creature howling on the sacred pages of our Gemara certainly suggests some deeper meaning. Explains Reb Tzadok, the dog barking is meant as an inspiration to us, to Klal Yisrael, that just as Hashem is roaring for Geula amidst the darkness of night, so too we must raise our voices in tefillah. May not, dare not accept the status quo. Like the dog, who is a creature of chutzpah, kalben dechatzifin, we are taught that dogs are brazen. We too, so to speak, howl, yell an entreaty of chutzpah, the audacity of hope. And I would argue that the source of this ability to overcome the gullus through the cry of tefillah is Yitzias Mitzrayim, the mother story of Galus and Geula. When the Torah tells us, Vayayanchu b'nei Yisrael, Vayizaku, Klal Yisrael sighed and cried, and then Geula happened. But what is even more exciting now is the following revelation. Consider the imagery of the Geula. The Torah tells us that the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, at the time of Makas Bechoros, Ulechol b'nei Yisrael lo yachratz kelev l'shonu, the dogs didn't bark. Beyond the simple understanding of that pasuk, that it is contrasting the serenity of b'nei Yisrael who are safe and secure, unlike the suffering Egyptians who are suffering the carnage and death of Makas Bechoros. Well, certainly the footprint, or may I say paw print, of our canine friend the dog here in the coveted real estate of the Chumash in the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim suggests a deeper meaning. Well, now we understand, you see. The to bark or not to bark is the be to be or not to be question of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So long as we were in the depth of Galus, We had to scream with the chutzpah of dogs for the Geula, with the audacity of hope. It was only when there was Geula, the dogs did not need a bark anymore. We too were able to rest serenely and silently. Up until that point, our mission, our mandate was to howl like dogs. And let's take this revelation even further and corroborate it even more. Consider for a moment the precise timing of that scene of Geula L'chol B'nai Yisrael L'yechatz Kelv L'shona when the dogs didn't bark. That was when at night? K'chatzos Halayla, midnight, the exact middle of the night. When the original citation from Brachas told us is the time of Klav and Tzokim when the dogs are barking. How remarkable that the time of Geula when the dogs cease to bark is specifically the time when the dogs would otherwise bark in a symbol of the brazen Tfilas HaGeula. Well, that quote coincidence end quote is no coincidence at all. That is exactly the point. Through the inverse imagery of the dogs not barking when they ought to bark, when there ought to be a message of Gaulus, an inspiration of Gaulus, cry out. It is the deepest dark of night. It is the middle of the night. It is midnight. The dogs are barking, and you would think Klal Yisrael need to bark, need to howl and brazen tefillah. Now, finally, at the time of the Geula, they need not howl. There was Geula, because up till this point, they had done their job. They had that audacity of hope, that chutzpah to Kedusha. And the truth is, this study of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the various references to the barking dog goes beyond Yetzias Mitzrayim. We can, when we pull out our magnifying glass and engage in good sleuthing work, good creative detective work, we could find references to dogs barking or ceasing to bark in other Gullus Geula contexts. For example, the Gemara tells us in Bava Kamma that dogs have a unique sixth sense, spiritual sixth sense. They see things people don't see. When Klav and Tzokim, when the dogs are barking, Malach HaMavos Be'ir, they see the dreaded angel of death. However, Klav Misochakim, when the dogs are laughing, Elio Hanavi, Elio, the Mavasar HaGeula, the messenger of redemptions in the city. Here we have once again, dogs barking at the time of Gullus like despair, Malach HaMavos. Dogs only cease to bark when the agent of redemption is present. Well, now all of these references to the dogs barking or ceasing to bark, whether in the Yetzias Mitzrayim story or beyond, they all coalesce together so magnificently in a greater pattern and motif and bring out the original idea to us. When the Geula comes, then we will be silent. Even the dogs will be silent. But up until then, like our good furry friend the dog, we will yell, we will holler, we will have this audacity of hope. We refuse to accept the morose, wretched conditions of personal suffering, national suffering. That is the takeaway message of Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim, a path to self-redemption in our own lives. My friends, when you are struggling, when it seems like there's no recourse or no hope, find that deep personal space of despair and yell out from the pit of your being, Hashem, you are my address. I refuse to give up hope. I refuse to accept this wretched status quo which seemingly has been thrust upon me. That is holy brazenness, chutzpah d'kedusha, the path to self-redemption, which will undoubtedly spark the redemption, the geula, which we so ardently seek. Amen. Ken yehi ratzayim.